This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. There is no vaccine yet for the coronavirus. Researchers are trying to develop one, and it's unclear when it would be widely available. That's just one area of uncertainty for many people. We have NPR science correspondent Joe Palca with us to answer your questions about a coronavirus vaccine. Joe, thanks for being with us.
You bet.
Let's start with a broad question here.
Hi, this is Dabney from Tiller, Oregon. And my question is, if after almost 40 years, there still isn't a vaccine or cure for the AIDS virus, why are scientists so confident that they'll have a vaccine for the virus that causes COVID-19 within 12 to 18 months?
That's a sobering question, Joe. Where does the scientists' confidence come from?
Well, yes, the AIDS virus has been a difficult one to find a vaccine for. The reason partly is that there is some experience with this kind of virus.
Other coronaviruses.
Exactly. This is the virus that caused the disease called SARS that came out in the early 2000s, and it caused something called MERS more recently. And in both those cases, scientists scrambled to make a vaccine. They got this, some of the preliminary steps done. They found some of the things that began to work. And then the disease went away. And, you know, there was no way to give it to a lot of people or no reason to because there was no threat.
But they're not starting from scratch here. Researchers
are going
on something that's
already interesting. They are not starting from scratch. They have something that they've begun to develop, and they've learned a lot about how to deal with this particular virus.
And are all these researchers around the world coordinating with each other, or are people duplicating efforts because China and Germany and the U.S. each individually want to be the one to produce a vaccine?
That's a tricky question to answer. At this point, I think scientists would say, let a thousand flowers grow. There are a lot of uncertainty about this virus, things that worked against SARS and MERS, might not work in this case. So at the beginning stages, I think there's a lot of ground to be covered.
All right.
At some point, there will have to be coordination. And when that happens and how is going to be an interesting global question.
Okay, we've got another question here from Greg in New Mexico who wants to know about the rush to create a vaccine and what it might mean for other vaccines.
With so much focus on creating and someday manufacturing a vaccine for coronavirus, could other vaccines, such as the next influenza vaccine, be delayed?
Joe, is that possible?
I don't think so. I mean, if you mean like if there's going to be research for a better flu vaccine, maybe a little bit. But
if the people who would ordinarily be working on the flu vaccine are instead too busy with COVID-19.
That may be. I mean, you can't turn your whole lab from one virus to another overnight. So some people will say, look, I'm going to continue to work on flu. I thought the question also speaks to the issue of, well, will there be manufacturing capacity for the flu vaccine?
Yeah, that too.
And the answer there, at least, is reassuring because the steps that will be needed to make the coronavirus available, people are thinking about that now, so there will not be the kind of logjam if we do need to make a billion doses of a new vaccine.
You know, the best vaccines are not 100% dependable, and Rachel in San Antonio has a question about that.
I have a question about the various strains that have been reported about the coronavirus. And what are the implications for vaccine being developed if there are already several different strains of this?
So, first of all, Joe, are there different strains of COVID-19? And is it possible for one vaccine to protect humans from all of them?
Yes, there are different strains. The good news in this case seems to be that they're not that different from one another. And the thing that I'm trying to pin down what is that exactly meant by a strain, but it turns out that the thing that seems to cause the immune response is more similar between different or among different viruses of this one class than they are different. So the good news is that if you get a vaccine that works for one, it seems likely to work for all of them. That could change, but it's not as likely to change as it is for, say, flu.
Okay, there's a related question here from Sydney in Laramie who writes, is it possible the reason some people get much sicker than others is that the virus is evolving into different strains? He says, I remember this was a factor in the impossibility of producing a vaccine for HIV. Is that possible?
Well, I mean, leaving aside the HIV problem, which is more complicated than just different strains, although that's certainly part of it. The answer is that, yes, there are going to be different strains, but again, people feel this virus is a little bit different than other RNA viruses, which happens to be the genetic material, because it has error-correcting mechanism when it replicates itself. And the good news in that case is that it's not going to change as much as some of the other viruses which don't have this error-correcting mechanism. So I think the strain question is not going to be the big one that it might have been in other cases, other viruses.
All right, if you're listening and you have a question for NPR's Joe Palca, send it to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or share it on Twitter using the hashtag NPRConversation. And this next question comes from Hannah in Connecticut, who wants to know about a vaccine that already exists, the pneumococcal vaccine. She writes, I'm 60 years old. I called my health insurance company, and they told me they follow CDC guidelines, which say the vaccine is recommended for those 65 and older, so they would not cover the cost if I went to get the pneumococcal vaccine now. She asks, is the CDC not keeping pace with the reality of this pandemic, or am I just too young to think about getting this vaccine? Joe, what would you tell Hannah?
Well, I'd say you're too young, but then that seems young to me at this point. Okay. I think the answer is that, first of all, the pneumococcal and the vaccine is to protect you against a bacterial disease, and this is a viral disease that the COVID 19 is caused. So you don't need to worry about one not working for the other. Because they're not going to. So the point is that the advice about pneumococcal vaccine hasn't really changed because of this virus. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay. Our next question from Doug in Portland, Oregon, is about developing immunity.
There are apparently many factors and variables involved in who gets COVID-19 and how bad, mild, or serious it is. Is it possible to get a mild case, maybe if you are exposed to a small amount of the virus, and actually pass along a vaccine-level dose that would have the effect of protecting people from a more serious case?
We often get variations on this question. Is there a way to kind of get a mild case and then be over the hill?
Yeah, I mean, this is a complicated question, too, because people are still learning about what is a sufficient dose, what kind of immune response you mount. Do you mount the same kind of immune response to a mild infection as you do to one that develops into a more fulminating disease? I mean, these are all the kinds of questions that scientists would like to come up for the answers with, because they would inform how to decide who needs a vaccine and how many people and things like that. It's just early days in understanding how this virus works, and we'll have to try to learn.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, we appreciate you sharing with us the information you do have and explaining the information that science does not yet have about this still relatively new disease. Thanks a lot.
Happy to do it.
If you've got questions about the coronavirus, go to npr.org/nationalconversation or on Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. We'll be right back. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.